Chapter 7. The Addiction to Control. Trying to Manage Everything. Why veterans believe they can control their world like they controlled combat situations. Combat teaches strict discipline and control. Every moment in a combat zone depends on structure and precision. A mission is carefully planned, and every person involved knows their role. In those environments, control is a matter of survival. Following orders and maintaining control kept everyone safe and made success possible. Veterans learn that controlling their environment and their emotions is necessary to survive the chaos of war. When they return to civilian life, that mindset doesn't just disappear. Veterans often believe they can control life the same way they controlled combat situations. They expect that with enough effort, planning, and discipline, they can shape life to fit their expectations. It's not surprising. In the military, mistakes can be deadly, and chaos is the enemy. The need to stay in control becomes a part of who they are. Letting go of that control feels like weakness, and weakness was never an option in combat. This mindset spills over into everyday life. Veterans may believe that they can manage their relationships, their work, and even the behavior of others if they just stay disciplined and focused. The problem is that life outside of combat isn't predictable. People have emotions and thoughts that can't be controlled. Work situations don't always follow a plan. And trying to keep everything under control can create stress and conflict. When things don't go according to plan, frustration and anger can build quickly. The reality of life's unpredictability and why it leads to frustration and anger. Life outside the military is full of uncertainty. Unlike combat, where outcomes are tied to training and precision, civilian life doesn't work that way. You can't train your way to a perfect marriage. You can't plan for every problem at work. People are unpredictable, and life is messy. For a veteran used to controlling their environment, this unpredictability is hard to accept. When things don't go as planned, veterans often respond with anger and frustration. It feels like failure. If controlling situations worked in combat, why wouldn't it work in civilian life? When a partner reacts in a way they didn't expect, it can feel like betrayal. The instinct to tighten control kicks in. Veterans might try to manage every detail of a situation, thinking that if they just do it right, things will fall into place. But life doesn't work that way. No matter how much effort goes into planning and controlling, unexpected things will happen. A partner might change their mind. A child might act out. A job might not go as expected. Veterans often struggle to accept that some things are simply out of their hands. This leads to frustration and a sense of helplessness. They may lash out in anger or withdraw completely, feeling like they failed. The deeper problem is that combat control tactics don't apply to relationships or everyday life. In combat, emotions are pushed aside to stay focused on the mission. But in relationships, emotions matter. Trying to control someone's reactions or feelings leads to resentment and distance. The more a veteran tries to control the outcome, the more it slips through their fingers. How trying to control relationships backfires. Relationships are built on trust, understanding, and compromise. Trying to control a relationship the same way you would control a combat situation is a recipe for disaster. Veterans often don't realize they are doing this. They may believe they are helping by setting expectations and making decisions. In their mind, they are protecting their partner, just like they would protect a fellow soldier. But to the person on the receiving end, it feels like control and mistrust. A veteran may try to control how their partner spends money, what they say, or who they spend time with. They might expect their partner to follow a plan and react a certain way in stressful situations. When their partner doesn't respond as expected, it feels like they are out of control, which triggers frustration and anger. Instead of adapting and listening, they double down on control. They may raise their voice, shut down emotionally, or try to force the situation into a direction that feels safe. This creates a cycle of conflict. The more the veteran tries to control, the more the partner resists. Trust starts to erode. The partner may feel suffocated or resentful. They might pull away, emotionally or physically. The veteran interprets this as rejection or betrayal, which deepens the need to control even more. What starts as an attempt to protect and stabilize the relationship ends up driving the partner away. Control also damages intimacy. When a veteran constantly tries to control conversations or emotional responses, the partner feels unheard and unvalued. Emotional safety disappears. The partner may stop sharing their thoughts and feelings because they don't feel like their voice matters. Over time, this erodes the emotional foundation of the relationship. Another way control backfires is through parenting. Veterans may expect their children to behave with the same discipline and order they learned in the military. When children push back or act out, the veteran's response is often strict discipline and control. But children need emotional connection and flexibility, not just structure and rules. Over time, the child may stop opening up or feel like they can't meet their parents' expectations. Control becomes a survival tactic outside of combat. When life feels chaotic, trying to control it gives veterans a sense of order and safety. But that safety comes at a cost. Relationships are not missions to complete or problems to solve. They require vulnerability and acceptance of things that can't be controlled. Veterans who hold too tightly to control often find themselves isolated and misunderstood. Learning to let go of control. The first step in breaking the addiction to control is recognizing it. Veterans have to accept that life is unpredictable and that relationships are not meant to be controlled. Letting go of control is not the same as weakness. It's a sign of strength to trust others and allow situations to unfold naturally. Communication is key. Veterans need to express their fears and need for control without trying to manipulate the outcome. Partners need to feel like equals, not subordinates. When a veteran feels the urge to tighten control, they should stop and ask themselves why. Is it fear of failure? Is it fear of abandonment? Recognizing the root of the need for control helps break the cycle. Trusting others is hard for veterans. In combat, trusting the wrong person can be fatal. But in relationships, trust is the foundation of connection. Learning to trust a partner's decisions and responses, even when they differ from their own, is an important step toward emotional intimacy. It's also important to accept that failure is not weakness. A relationship disagreement or a difficult work situation is not a sign of failure. It's part of life. Veterans need to learn that they don't have to fix everything or manage every detail. Sometimes the best way to heal a situation is to step back and let it breathe. Control gives the illusion of safety, but it often creates the opposite effect. True safety comes from emotional connection and trust. Letting go of control doesn't mean losing strength. It means gaining the freedom to build deeper, healthier relationships. Veterans who learn to release control find that they are no longer fighting their loved ones or themselves. they begin to experience peace and connection in a way that control could never provide.